WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Two people who were not Texas A&M students were arrested during last night's appearance by Richard Spencer. UPD Lieutenant Alan Barone says both arrests were outside the Memorial Student Center. One was arrested for assault of a public servant, interfering with public duties, and resisting arrest. The other was charged with evading detention and resisting arrest. The Bryan City Council has given preliminary approval on what was considered an unusual rezoning. Before a new church is built, a community park will be created. That resulted in Living Hope Baptist Church seeking a planned development district. Pastor Eric FG told the Planning and Zoning Commission last month the congregation wanted to first do something for the community.
That's why we have chosen to take this direction to build a community-type park having a multi-purpose field. A covered pavilion where we could play basketball, a walking trail, a play area for children.
Councilman Ruben Marine endorsed the project while he was still a PNZ member.
Growing up in that area, I think that land has been undeveloped and empty for the past, as long as I can remember, 25, 30 years. I don't think anything's ever been there. So it's great to see some development.
The 9 acres of undeveloped land is on Beeson, which is north of Carson and west of College. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has announced 6 nonprofits have received grants from non-restricted funds.
Our goal is to advance community giving to support important quality of life issues and provide essential funding that's necessary to sustain the nonprofit organizations within our 7-county area.
Foundation President Patricia Gerling also announced they will honor 3 people at the organization's tribute luncheon.
Recognizing individuals who give of their heart and their soul, people that make a difference.
Next April's luncheon will recognize Texas A&M women's basketball coach Gary Blair, Celia Goode Haddock of University Title Company, and Larry Hodges of Coffee Corner and Double Dave's Pizza Works. A list of the grant recipients is online at WTAW.com. A College Station man on probation for possessing methamphetamine when he was arrested in August on the same charge is now accused of possessing contraband in the Brazos County Jail.
According to the arrest report from the Sheriff's Office, detention officers were tipped last Friday about someone from the outside making a drop-off. Deputies on Monday monitored a woman placing a sack behind a dumpster near the jail's loading dock, followed by an inmate putting the sack in his jail uniform. Inside the sack was described as a large amount of loose smoking tobacco and 4 cans of snuff. The inmate, 22-year-old Tyler Leon Davis, told investigators how he delivered the contraband to other inmates. The district attorney's office will decide whether additional arrests are made. A second inmate told investigators it was the 4th time he had tobacco smuggled into the jail, where he traded that for items from the jail's commissary. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Somerville man is headed to prison after admitting to drunk driving for the 4th time. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says 41-year-old Eric Stewart had a blood alcohol level more than 3 times the legal limit at .304 when he was stopped by Bryan police last March. Stewart, who was sentenced to 5 years, faced between 2 and 20 years because he served time for a DWI conviction 3 years ago. The first Bryan City Council workshop with a new mayor and 2 new councilmen began with making appointments to various boards and committees. There was some levity yesterday as Mike Sutherland asked Andrew Nelson to continue serving as the city's liaison to the water board.
Now, that's an ad hoc kind of thing. That's not in writing anywhere that a mayor appointed me to do that.
You're not officially waterboarding anyone, no?
No.
Okay.
I could.
Just making sure.
I could, though.
It's always unofficial when we waterboard.
So I'd like to stay on that.
Okay.
That's a lot of detail.
Final action on the appointments will come next month. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. You can text us or call us at 979-695-1620. One more look at news this morning at 8:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Genesis OBGYN's Dr. Smith, Jazzy's Med Spa, Arbor Oaks, and we'll hear from Dr. Kaquan about how to age gracefully. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career?
then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Wow your customers, associates, and clients with personalized and custom holiday cards and envelopes from Copy Corner. From choosing what you'd like the front of your card to look like with your company logo or picture of your staff, to picking what you'd like the holiday greeting to say inside, to completing it all with personalized signatures and envelopes. Copy Corner makes planning your office holiday cards easy and impressive. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-2679.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, but with all of the holiday hustle and bustle, it can also be the most stressful. So give the gift of relaxation with Elements Massage. For a limited time, one-hour massage gift certificates are just $59. That's $30 off regular price. Elements Massage gift certificates are easy to give, easy to wrap, and always appreciated. At $30 off, why not pick up an extra just for you? Visit Elements Massage in Bryan or College Station, or click elementsmassage.com/BCS. Memberships available.
810, let's do weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partial sun to start the day off, but as the day goes on, we'll start to cloud in. Temperatures today up to about 60 to 65. Lots of cloudiness for tonight, becoming breezy overnight, lows near 50. Towards morning, there could be a shower. Few showers are possible tomorrow. Will be turning colder during the day. A morning high of 50. Temperatures go down much of the day tomorrow. Then looking ahead to Friday, we're partly sunny. Highs will be 45 to near 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aside from getting it wrong from the very first word,
partial sun to start the day off, but it
what? What?
Yeah,
what?
It's been a tough week for the weathermen.
He grabbed the wrong forecast. And again, they nailed it when it came to rain amounts over the weekend. They did a great job.
Yeah.
But we were thinking yesterday was going to be an okay day. And it started that way and ended up being, I don't know, not that great.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to start with, you know, sunshine out there, right? We ain't getting to 64. I don't see how that's happening right now.
Ooh.
It's 48. I'm going to have to be outside an hour. I'm not happy about that.
What, to walk to your car?
No, I'm going to that deal.
Oh,
so, you know,
the deal.
And, well, it's supposed to start outside.
Oh,
it's supposed
to
include a flyover. That plane's going to have to be really, really low, okay? Or we're going to have to be really quiet to listen to it come over. But, you know, we'll see. Again. I'm not complaining about the weather. I'm just saying it's not quite what we thought we'd get.
Yeah.
All right, so how many drunk pilot stories have we had, right? I mean, every couple of months we get one of those.
Sure.
An American Airlines flight attendant was arrested while giving a safety demonstration on a flight from England's Manchester Airport after she was found to be 8 times above the legal alcohol limit. Yeah. The 57-year-old flight attendant from Chicago, carrying out the pre-flight demonstration ahead of the flight to her hometown, when ossifers were alerted by security staff. They could smell the alcohol on her breath. She was escorted off the Boeing 787 Dreamliner and taken into custody as around 300 passengers waited for takeoff. Wow. The flight attendant got drunk.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's not the person you want you safety advice.
Maybe that's the way that she feels about her passengers. Sitting in a bar, knocking them back, going, I got to get out of here.
I don't care what you do. Just put on the seatbelt.
Here we go. Okay. How would you like to pay a little extra for putting your carry-on bag in that rack above you on the airplane? That apparently will be the next gotcha from United Airlines. They've announced a new ticket option called Basic Economy. Okay, got economy, now you got Basic Economy. The low-price ticket would not allow flyers to use the overhead bins on United flights to store their luggage. And, of course, many, if not all travelers, who are traveling for shorter trips have been able to put their bags in those overhead bins. But not anymore.
Not anymore.
You will have to pay for that privilege. New York Senator Charles Schumer has really You're thinking about this
I
now.
Am.
Yeah. Charles Schumer has released details of the proposed ban, says that this proposed fare increase is one of the most restrictive policies airline passengers have seen in a long time. United's basic economy tickets will also automatically assign seats at check-in and not even guarantee that travelers who are flying together on the same reservation will actually be seated together.
Oh.
This could also potentially cause problems for parents and kiddos flying together on the same flight.
And people who get stuck by the kids.
Yeah.
Because they're not next to their
parents.
They're
not going to be happy about that.
No. Well, I if I carry on, I usually carry on something that fits under the seat in front of me.
Oh, really?
I don't typically use the because it's usually a personal item like a purse or a backpack.
All right.
Because I just pack too much to ever just carry on.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
So you
gate check or no?
And see, and that's the thing is though, if that's an option too, I don't know.
Gate check can work, but you know,
because that's most of the time they just say, oh, well, we'll just store it and then you can pick it up here. Now, if you're in a rush and you have to wait on it, you know, it can be a deal, but I don't know.
It's been so long since I've flown.
Well, I mean,
if they were making the tickets cheaper for those who were not.
Yeah, I don't know that they are.
But that's not what it sounds like. They're making it the same and then more expensive to use that compartment up there.
Yep, that's probably right. But that is, I mean, but I think that's a level of annoyance. That's a situation of annoyance for people as you watch folks take your bag and move it so they can get their bag, which they've jammed to the point of being obese to be able to get into the slot there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other level of annoyance is people who use, I will say it is annoying when people use the compartments up there for something like a backpack or a purse.
Sure.
Or a jacket.
Yeah, let me put my jacket up there.
You can shove that underneath the seat in front of you. Stop taking up the room.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, you knew this was coming. The Hollywood Reporter says that realtors are charging and selling and renting out properties in the New York White House, Trump Tower. Now they're advertising the Secret Service agents, which obviously must clear everybody who goes into the building, as a hot new amenity there.
Upgraded security.
That's right. The listing, it appeared in an email to prospective buyers for a one-bedroom, 1.5-bathroom condo on the 31st floor, currently selling for $2.1 million. So there.
They're not there to protect you,
though.
Yeah,
really. And don't think this will change when Trump moves to the White House either, because obviously wife and one son, Barron, will stay at Trump Tower until he finishes up school there in the Big Apple. So there you are. But that would be interesting. Oh, yes, and by the way, we do have security by the Secret Service. Yeah. So I got a Khloe Kardashian story.
Ooh, yes. Let's hear
finally.
It.
Finally.
Do I need to refresh everyone's memory on which one Khloe is?
Yeah, that's
she was married to Lamar Odom.
Okay.
And she is kind of always been the one that people even questioned her father.
Oh, really?
She kind of looked different than the other ones.
Oh, I had no idea.
And so there's always even been questions of whether
I had no idea
Robert Kardashian was her dad.
Oh, wow.
But anyway.
All right. That said, her brand new denim jeans,
yes,
Good American, sold $1 million worth of jeans on the very first day.
Wow.
$1 million. First day.
Man.
Okay?
And they're a little pricey. I've looked at them before, but they're not, you know, I think they're like $150 to $180 a pair.
All right.
Which for designer denim is normal.
I was going to say, that's.
Yeah. And so it's not like she's charging $500 a pop and making that much. She's still pretty competitive on the denim market.
All right, so $100 million, and that probably means that it cost about $80 to make.
Yeah.
You know, the pants are, and it's probably done in sweatshops, right? Or do we know that?
Good American, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Rack.com says the denim brand, co-founded by Khloe and Emma Grade, just reported the day one $1 million haul. The brand launched 2 months ago online at Nordstrom stores in October. The label noted that since it debuted, $169 is what these are.
Okay. Yep.
Good waist jeans have sold out twice. Good American has promised to start dropping products every other week in January, with definite plans to introduce jean skirts and shorts and jackets.
Wow. Well, you know, they're made for the woman with a little more junk in the trunk.
Okay, there you go. Forever 21, do we have one of those here?
We do.
Okay, they may have jumped the shark when it comes to the choker trend.
Oh.
Yahoo.com. See, now, do you have many chokers? I mean, it's a little bit warm here to be wrapping stuff around your neck, isn't it?
Well, but it's
a small,
it's a style
it's
thing.
It's a necklace. It's not a scarf.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Well, this says it reports the latest creation is 4 inches long and has a zipper up the front. And folks on social media are comparing it to a neck brace.
Oh.
Yeah, meanwhile, the Teeny Bopper clothing chain is also making a splash. That's what it says.
Okay.
With a denim choker that resembles the seam from a pair of jeans.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So this is stuff that, I was thinking it was a choker, like, not a piece of jewelry.
It's like a necklace, and so some are skinnier and others are thicker, apparently.
Well, nobody's gonna wear a denim choker, are they?
I'd hope not.
I mean, doesn't that make you feel like you're being strangled?
People will be, but...
Weren't they, like, popular in the 90s anyway?
I don't know.
They were definitely more popular when I was younger, and then they've started making the comeback as of late. With people like Kendall Jenner, wearing them.
Okay.
And so, and the thing, like, the funniest, one of the memes I saw online was this girl used a shoelace as a choker and said,
yeah.
I've never gotten so many compliments on a shoelace.
No, really?
Ooh, yeah. I love your choker. That is so stylish.
Price is right.
Yep,
that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, back in the day, see, what we had going for guys were, we would wear mock turtlenecks. You know what a mock turtleneck is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And
girls wore them too, but back in the day, that was the fashion statement for guys, because who's going to wear a turtleneck? And again, it's Texas.
Yeah.
You got like 9 days out of the year. It's cold enough to do something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, you had those.
So the mock.
Little
mm-hmm.
front. Yeah, it was, all right. Teenage fashion.
Yeah, well, and I wouldn't even say teenage. I mean, Forever 21 definitely hits the college.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
okay.
Like
right.
age level around here. So,
well, while we're talking about clothing and stuff, ratings for this year's annual Victoria's Secret fashion show were enough to beat the other competition in the 9 o'clock hour on Monday night, but only had slightly more viewers than last year, 6.65 million. To see the models in their underwear, the show was outscored by Kevin Can Wait with 7.1 million, and the semifinals, of course, of The Voice.
Of The Voice.
Yeah, with the big night's winner at 9.9 million.
I'm over The Voice.
What happened?
My favorite was voted off last night.
Uh-oh. How do they get you back? How do they get you back?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Yep. I don't know if I'm going to watch.
Well, so now, do you tell them that you're not happy or just go
away
and disgust?
I tweeted about it.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Right.
I tweeted about it. Well, now, I will say, it is a big jump. They went from 8 to 4 last night.
All right.
So it was a pretty big chop.
Half of them are gone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it was, but the four finalists, well, and one of them is just so bro country, and so I was not very happy about that.
Bro country?
Yes.
Does that mean not real country? And
yeah,
you, okay.
Like he wears a baseball cap and like suit and cowboy boots.
And he raps in his country.
He hasn't pulled out the rap yet. I will say he sounds like he could be on the radio already. There's nothing special about him. I think the other three finalists at least bring something different.
See,
the table.
And I think that's important. That's important.
Yeah, and I'm really interested to see if she wins. She's only 17.
All right.
And she's the girl who beat out our Brian girl back a few
she
weeks ago.
She was good. That girl was
yes,
good.
Yes, Way yep. McDonald is her name.
Her.
And she's the one who sounds really high-pitched when she talks.
Yep.
And then she sings, and she's got this, like, baritone.
I didn't hear her talk, but, yeah,
her
singing voice is outstanding.
Yes. So she did make the finals, and I guess I'm kind of pulling for her.
All right, okay. Well, in the meantime, if you don't want to watch that, well, it's not on tonight, so you can't.
Yeah.
Hairspray Live.
Oh, gosh.
7 o'clock tonight. I would say use discretion. I mean, you know, it's just...
They will. So on The Voice last night, they took the finalists on a tour of the Hairspray Live.
Oh, did they?
Like, stage with Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
And she's really great. And
Ariana
Grande has obviously made a name for herself, within the past couple of years.
Right.
So I'm sure the talent is fine, but I'm just not a musical person.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well,
as in musicals, I'm not musical either.
Okay, yeah, that too. Well, Harvey Firestone Rothstein is in it, and he was probably in the original. I know Martin Short's in it. And, again, I just don't think – when they started, of course, the Peter Pan was horrible, just horrible. But, you know, they did Sound of Music, and I think they've done something else. But Hairspray, I just – That sounds like a whole bunch of people from Broadway got together and thought, that's what we need to show the rest of America.
Yeah. This will be a good idea.
Yeah, and it's just not. I mean, that's Flyover America is going to watch that and go, why is that on my television set? Hello?
Y'all spend all this time talking about The Voice and Hairspray, the musical, but never The Walking Dead.
Oh! Okay. Now,
sorry,
well, no.
I don't watch zombies. That's okay.
Are you still there? Are you still there?
No, you could have talked about it.
But I want to give him a chance. That's exactly right. You know, when it first...
I'm not caught up though, so it's gonna be spoilers.
All right, okay. Well,
see, I keep up to date with The Voice.
Okay, yeah, that's.
But I keep up with my shows, so I can talk about them in real time, Brad.
I forget what the show was. It may have been, what was the first one of the American Idol, right?
Yeah, probably.
American Idol was on like for 50 years, right?
Forever.
But that's what we did is we had a correspondent. We had a listener who would, because none of us would watch it. We refused to watch it.
Yeah.
But she would call us every week and let us know what had happened on American Idol.
Oh, how funny.
So that, you know, it's kind of like walking by the rack where the you know, the American, whatever the tabloids are. Mm-hmm. And you can read the headlines. So all you need to know is the bottom line. You don't need to read the entire story. So same thing. She would do that for us. She was our correspondent. And if that guy wants to be the correspondent for The Walking Dead. But again, see, Brad, you might not be able to listen because of the spoilers.
Yeah, the spoilers.
As time shifts, you know, that kind of thing happens. Yeah.
Now, I did hear, and I'm looking at it online right now, there is a Brian girl from Brian College Station. I'm not sure which. I think from Brian on America's Next Top Model.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Her name is Gia, and she went to Brian High School.
Fun.
And so she's going to be on the next season or this season that's, I don't know if it's currently going on right now. So another local
all right,
girl.
Well, as our entertainment correspondent, you'll have to dig into that. Yep. And we'll see what happens, okay?
All right.
Oh, great. Coming up in the next half hour, they talked to American parents about whether or not they thought American parents were good role models. Guess what we thought? Yeah, we'll tell you that.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a Bale Track Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Alaska Airlines has won government approval to buy rival Virgin America after agreeing to reduce its flight-selling partnership with American Airlines. Parent company Alaska Air Group says it expects to close the $2.6 billion deal soon. Seattle-based Alaska is the nation's sixth biggest airline, and California-based Virgin is eighth. Together, they will become the fifth biggest. SeaWorld Entertainment is eliminating 320 jobs. The company is struggling with falling attendance and revenue in the face of a campaign by animal rights activists. The company has parks in Florida, Texas, California, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. NBC has had one of the best weeks for TV ratings in nearly two decades, thanks to Dolly Parton and the Dallas Cowboys. Other than the times NBC has hosted the Olympics or a Super Bowl, the last week was the best in 19 years. Parton's movie Christmas of Many Colors placed in the top 10 this week, as did the Tuesday edition of The Voice. Meanwhile, the game between the Cowboys and Vikings was the top primetime show overall. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Stanford University found that 80% of its students could not distinguish between real news and fake news. And make no mistake, fake news is dangerous. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. There are three easy ways to spot fake news. First, always look closely at the website's address. I personally rely only on known news reporting websites. An example would be NBCNews.com, not NBCNews.co. Next, check the sources. If the story is not quoting by name known sources, such as a specific congressman or a named police spokesman or other reputable sources, the story is suspect. Finally, if there's a photo, right-click on the image and reverse search for it on Google. If that image appears on all sorts of other non-related websites and stories, you can bet it's fake. Finally, remember that The Onion is always satirical, and get all the breaking real tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. But now, making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off, just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. Every day is a payday when you drive with Uber because you can cash out anytime with instant pay. Cash out your earnings up to 5 times a day with no minimum amount required. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at texaskubotadealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Yesterday evening, just before 6, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a CPR in progress at a Texas A&M fraternity house. On arrival, deputies found 20-year-old Matthew Hayes non-responsive and lying on his bed in the Sigma Phi Epsilon house. According to the report, Hayes' fellow fraternity members said they last saw him around midnight the evening before and thought he was sleeping. An autopsy will be conducted today. Texas A&M police report two arrests were made last night outside the Memorial Student Center during an appearance by Richard Spencer. Lieutenant Alan Barone says neither is an A&M student. One was arrested for assault of a public servant, interfering with public duties, and resisting arrest. The second person was charged with resisting arrest and evading detention. Yesterday's Bryan City Council's first full meeting with new Mayor Andrew Nelson included some lighter comments as the group led off with a discussion of who will be appointed to city boards and committees.
We're all good with everybody. That's nice. See? At what point this gender are we going to sing Kumbaya?
Probably at the end.
Okay, wonderful.
Nelson encouraged Ben Hardiman to be the city's representative on the board of the Research Valley Partnership. Nelson, who recently stepped down as co-chairman of the RVP's Talent Initiative Committee, pointed out he has never been on the executive board of the Economic Development Agency. A new Bryan Church congregation has received preliminary approval by the city council to rezone land where a community park will be developed before a church is built. Planning department manager Martin Zimmerman told the council why the church requested a plan development district.
And this particular congregation has perhaps not the means at this particular point in time to build a church facility, but would like to get started on other facilities associated with their faith that they would like to install here. So in order to be able to comply with zoning regulations, we felt like it was the best way to pursue this plan development district option.
Pastor Eric Evgie of Living Hope Baptist Church Bryan spoke last month before the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously recommended approving rezoning 9 acres on Beeson, which is north of Carson and west of College. One arrest has been made and more are possible after the Brazos County Sheriff's Office learned tobacco products have been smuggled into the jail.
According to the arrest report, a detention officer reviewing inmate phone calls found out last Friday about a scheduled delivery to what was nicknamed Granny's House. That led to investigators watching Monday afternoon's drop off near the jail's loading dock, where an inmate working in the kitchen went outside and put a sack inside his jail uniform. When the inmate reentered the jail, he was detained and the sack was seized, containing what was described as a large amount of loose smoking tobacco and 4 cans of snuff. 22-year-old Tyler Leon Davis of College Station was arrested for possessing the contraband. Davis is in jail after his arrest on possessing methamphetamine while he was on probation for the same crime. Investigators learned from a second inmate who has not been arrested that this was the fourth time he organized a drop-off. He said he traded the tobacco for items from the jail commissary. Investigators have also interviewed but have not arrested the person from the outside who made the drop-off. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has selected its honorees for its annual tribute luncheon.
People that make a difference. They share their time and their talents and resources with this community, and as a result, we are very blessed.
Foundation President Patricia Gerling says next April's luncheon will recognize Celia Good Haddock of University Title, Larry Hodges of Copy Corner and Double Dave's Pizza Works, and Texas A&M women's basketball coach Carrie Blair. Gerling also announced community grants being awarded to 6 nonprofits. A list of the grant recipients is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 48 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. Text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. You can find more news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
No.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Creative promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More, in their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
8:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Morning sunshine will give way to afternoon cloudiness. Temperatures will make their way up to about 60 to 65 today. We'll have clouds across the region overnight. Temperatures will fall back to about 50, and there may even be a shower by sunrise. Clouds, scattered showers, 50 tomorrow morning, cooler through the day. Tomorrow night, lows near 30 under mostly cloudy skies, then partly sunny in 45 to 50 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here goes Wednesday. Time to visit with the mayors, and Carl Mooney's here this morning from City of College Station. How are you?
I'm well.
All right. Now, they're setting the bar pretty high in Bryan. I just want you to know, if you didn't hear it, Chelsea, were you able to find the audio?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so we're going to play it for folks in case they didn't, because it's time for, you know, committees to be formed, or the decide which city council members will sit on certain boards. And so this one was the discussion of the board that controls water. So
now that's an ad hoc kind of thing. That's not
in writing anywhere that a mayor appointed me to do that.
You're not officially waterboarding anyone, no?
No.
Okay,
I could.
Just making sure.
Wait, I could, though.
He said he could. Now, wait a minute.
He could. He could waterboard if necessary.
Yeah, so I'm just saying.
Well, you know, we've got a new committee that we were thinking of forming. It would be the pooper scooper picker-upper at the dog parks.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, so far we haven't had any volunteers.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see how that that goes. But now, seriously, that is something that's being done, and I know it, I talked to Councilmember Moore last week, and we're saying those. When is that going to take place? When y'all
we'll do a lot of that this Thursday night.
Okay. And that's basically a discussion that as to, hey, I like doing this, or this is kind of within my
Look at the skills that each council member brings. I mean, James Benham, for example, computer skills,
sure,
that sort of thing, you know, internet savvy, so forth. You know, Julie Schultz has already served on economic development for a number of years and will probably continue in that role. And, you know, you've got somebody like Linda Harvell who's got CVB experience. So you try to make the skills fit the assignment.
Well, and those, of course, the CVB and the RVP, those are things that people know about. Those,
sure.
You know, in times past, it's been the Arts Council. Those things where you have the liaisons to the city council, and it's an important situation because there's some funding that goes to those places.
Oh, there is absolute funding. You know, we've had CVB issues come up for a number of years. There's been a couple of audits that have been done. There's been a lot of discussion. RVP, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. has gotten a lot of attention. So those will continue. But those are important avenues of conversation and exchange of information that the entire council needs to hear from. And in each of our meetings, every other Thursday night when we meet, there is a portion of time that's set aside for council members to report on what's happened at each of those committee assignments.
Sure. Carl Mooney joining us this morning as a mayor from College Station. I want to give you an opportunity to expand a little bit on a quote that you made last week as we were discussing the blend question and what's going to happen in the future. These were the comments that you had made during that.
I've had the experience of working in a community college where vocational and technical education has been a vital part of that community. I've worked with coal miners out of West Virginia. I've worked with displaced farmers in Arizona and other places around the country. And what I've seen is families that were down on their luck, unable to provide food, having to turn to welfare, suddenly being able to have the vitality, the wherewithal to provide not only for their families, but also to become a vital part of their community. If we don't do workforce education in the right way, we are going to see Bryan and College Station slowly become an economic wasteland.
Now, I kind of want to challenge you a little bit on
sure,
this.
Sure, sure.
Now, closing a coal mine in West Virginia is not nearly the same as what we're talking about here. And
it's not in some ways, sure.
You know, this is not done. It's not a done deal on one way or the other yet. But where are we? Now, these comments were, I guess, made last week. Where are we a week down this road?
Yeah, we're still in a state of exploration. A lot of information needs to be gathered, financials, for example. And the city of Bryan made a request for financial reports from Blinn, and we're evaluating those. They have come in, at least in one form or another, over the past week. So we'll take a look at those and see if is this concept really a financially reasonable concept for us to continue to pursue, or do we need to continue to work with Blinn and get Blinn to do something way well and above what they've done so far, particularly here in the Brazos Valley. They've got some programs going on down in Brenham and Schulenburg, and those are doing well, but nothing here. And, of course, the kind of folks that we're talking about who don't have jobs also don't have a way to get down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we need something right here now. We've got companies that would come here if we could tell them that they've got a workforce. And I don't know, if Scott, if you had a chance to watch 60 Minutes this past Sunday.
I saw that guy.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, the Golden Triangle area of the state of Mississippi includes Starksville. Yeah, pretty amazing stuff.
The parallels, not to play on the name of the town, are stark.
Yeah.
Because there you've got a community that lost a Sara Lee plant that was employing about 6,000 people. And he's been able to get companies to come back because they worked with the local state university, mm-hmm. and they worked also with the local community college to identify what types of training the folks would need for specific companies that were looking to for a place to land.
Sure.
And we want to do the same thing here. Mm-hmm. Heck, I'd love to go and find that guy and hire him away.
Still, yeah, well,
I'm sure he had some job offers.
I was going to say, I don't know that he could afford him, but no, it was a true engine. I mean, he had made an engine of it.
Exactly.
And so I certainly understand the concept of that. So let's shift gears a little bit. Now, when it comes to dealing with the public, you're going to have to do that tomorrow. Is it tonight? Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. You've got some folks who are kind of upset about some changes that you're going to make along the bypass. What's interesting to me is, though, you got a couple of guys who are on the Planning and Zoning Commission who have kind of already voted for this.
They have.
And I know that the citizens are upset, but go ahead and give us some background so they'll know what the big bone of contention
will be. Sure. Well, we're talking about two things that will be considered on Thursday night. One is a proposed dual car dealership right at the juncture of the northbound freeway road there.
Sure.
All right. And also Sebesta Road.
Right near Sebesta and Rock Prairie, exactly. Right in that general area right there.
You would be looking across the street at
it. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yep.
The other one is a proposed hotel. And that is proposed for Corsair and Pavilion. Corsair is a new road that has now cut across from Emerald Parkway and going across the way.
If I open the blinds, he'd point at it. I mean, really,
you,
it literally
really
is.
Could.
It's right
you
out
really
here.
Could.
It really is right out here.
So, anyway, the folks are concerned about proximity to neighborhoods, traffic, drainage, a number of other issues. Yes, you're right. There are two people... Mr. Rectorick and Barry Moore, who were on planning and zoning, and in the interim have now moved over to being on city council and have assumed those seats. This will be their second council meeting. This is the same exact issue. These are the same exact issues that are coming before them as they did when they are on planning and zoning. And mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, they did vote for it. Of course, we have seven people on council. And that's not to say that Mr. Moore and Mr. Rectorick would change their vote, but certainly, five versus two could happen. It could be four versus three. Who knows? But to say that the changes are imminent, that they are going to happen, I think is presumptive. We need to make sure that we listen carefully to what the citizens have to say, and I'm sure there's going to be a number of them there tomorrow night.
Now, if you took action tomorrow night, I mean, when would this come to fruition? Do you have an idea of that timeline?
Well, of course, everything is based on the timing. You still have platting. You still have a lot of other approvals that have to go through, engineering and so forth. These are proposals right now for those sites. And that, in part, is the danger. When you change zoning as being asked to be done, you open up, and for example, where the car dealerships are going to go. That's being asked to go to general commercial. Well, what if suddenly those car dealerships decided, no, we're not going to build that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that zoning stays with that property.
Right.
And so the property owner, or when a property changed hands, right, something else could be built there. So there's a little bit of a roll of the dice there whenever you make those kinds of changes. Right now, it's been platted out for suburban commercial.
But to paraphrase a former city council member who was meeting at the 8M Consolidated Auditorium years ago when we were talking about where Scott and White is now, he basically said, if you have built next to a vacant lot that is on a major thoroughfare, what makes you think it's going to stay that way? It's just not going to.
Well, and that's a good point. That's a good point. I might point to the Westinghouse Lintech property, for example. At one point, we were talking about Blinn College earlier. Blinn College was looking at that as a potential second site prior to Rellis, prior to the other site off of Leonard Road and Bryan that they had started to work on. Sometimes folks don't completely understand what the possibilities are. Would in retrospect now, would some of the folks, for example, in Raintree wish that Blinn had gone there rather than looking back and now seeing what was actually proposed many, many years ago as a multi-use site with perhaps high-density housing, retail, commercial, et cetera, light industrial, which you already had there. So we got to be careful what we ask for, because we might get it.
May get it. Anything else on your radar today?
No, we're excited today. I'm going to be spending a lot of time with Her Royal Highness Princess Astrid of Belgium and her contingent that's here in town. It's a opportunity for us to take a look at some economic opportunities that are just starting to happen here in Bryan College Station. So that will be an exciting evening. I also want to mention that our firefighters are going to be honored this evening in a separate program. I wish I could be there too, but maybe I'll get to the vet school and get cloned before these 3 years are over.
Okay.
But that's the kind of thing that I'm really proud of in our community. Our fire department does an excellent job, and bringing new folks in, recognizing folks for their service, and moving them forward in their careers in that endeavor is really important to our our town.
Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station, with us this morning. Thanks for the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yep, we visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
I love genealogy, even when I once discovered that a great-great-great uncle or cousin was an impeached governor of South Carolina or some eastern state. Well, Daniel Castillo loves it too, and there's a group of them called the Texas Research Ramblers that meet once a month. Daniel is retired, came to Bryan College Station in 1999 after 31 years with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office. Now, among other retired activities, he searches family.
The seventh grade, my daughter had a school project, history project, family genealogy, and that was the nucleus that got us started. And she went out and interviewed her grandparents, her great-grandmother. And from that, I've been working on it ever since. And my wife's lineage, I've been able to trace back to the East Coast in the 1600s. My lineage, I've gotten to Coahuila in Mexico, but I've never known who my great-grandfather was. And I just found him this last year on his son's marriage certificate. His name is finally identified. So now I've got to start working in Mexican records to find out more about my great-grandfather.
So Daniel Castillo finds his own family, but likes to help others find theirs.
I belong to a local genealogy group, so I'm there to help as I can. I've assisted other people in doing their family trees.
Right.
And sometimes I'm successful and sometimes I'm not. So it's a hit and miss type of thing.
Now, you would think that the internet has changed the entire landscape of genealogy and searching for family, made it easier? Well, yes and no. Here's Daniel Castillo.
It's relatively easier and faster because I can stay at home, check the internet, and go on a couple of sites and find information. The trade-off is not that information not being sourced or documented.
Right.
It may be word of mouth, so I have to then remember to go back and verify it to see how accurate it is.
Yeah, before the internet, you see, you had to get in the car and go to the library or the courthouse to get the information, look it up in big books. Well, now the internet can lead you in the right direction, but is it always the accurate direction?
I'll use the term word of mouth that haven't been documented, and when you go back to verify it, you will find out there have been errors. You've gone the wrong branch on the tree, and you have to back up to the trunk and go and take a different branch.
Now, I talked about that genealogy group that meets once a month. You want to hear more about that?
It's called Texas Research Ramblers. They meet on the last Wednesday of the month, 9:30 to 11 o'clock at the A&M United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall. It's open to everyone in the community. There is a membership fee based on individual or family. We'll have a 20-minute to half-hour business meeting, and then we'll have a one-hour program presented by a local expert, an out-of-town expert, topics that are interested in genealogy. The ones that come to my mind are our county clerk and our county assessor have come to the meetings to talk about how their records are kept, how we can research records there, who we have to contact, and what we're allowed to do with their records.
That's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 6 minutes till. Our buddy Henry Mayo, he sends me stuff all the time about this week in Brazos County history. And, of course, today, being Pearl Harbor Day, he sent me a picture of the Brian Daly Eagle on the 8th of December, or first, the 6th of December, before the Pearl Harbor thing, and then the attack on Pearl Harbor, and then on Monday, December the 8th. Congress declares state of war exists with Japan. Giant headline.
Wow.
And the Brian Daly Eagles. Kind of cool.
Yeah, anyway, that is
very
cool.
They got that deal going on over at the Bush Library starting up in just a little while. I guess they're not going to be able to do the flyover. If they do, it's going to be real low. But obviously the day that will live in infamy forever, 75 years ago today. And again, to have a resource like the Bush Library and Museum here so that you could have former president here and Bob Dole, who's a World War II vet as well, there is kind of a neat deal. And
yeah.
So for all the vets who were able to be there today and everybody else, it's a good situation. All right, Beth Retail.
RV Source is proud to be part of the Brazos Valley and support the community. Whether it's rental, needing service, parts, storage, or you're looking for your family's next RV, we would love to help. And don't forget, year-end clearance sales event going on now with all 2016 makes and models. Come by and see us and shop local. Located at 10212 State Highway 6, Bryan. Or give us a call. 844-RVs for you. Again, that's 844-RVs for you. RV Source, your complete source for everything RV.
Not only does Batteries Plus Bulbs have an enormous selection of Duracell Ultra LED light bulbs for lamps, chandeliers, floodlights, can lights, appliances, and more, but if this commercial lasted as long as an LED light bulb from Batteries Plus Bulbs, I would still be telling you about how energy efficient and long-lasting they are 10 years from today. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Need a longer-lasting bulb? Batteries Plus Bulbs has a huge selection of LEDs starting at just $1.83 after mail-in rebate. See batteriesplus.com for details.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
A little chill in the air, Christmas music on the radio, curled up in front of a crackling fire in the fireplace with a big mug of hot cocoa. Christmas is all about traditions, and traditions turn a house into a home. At Zorneman Flooring, we love holiday traditions, and we want to be a part of creating just the right look and feel for your home. Stop by our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive, or find us online at zfloors.net. From all of us at Zorneman Flooring, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A
couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, here's the other thing that happened to be in the package that I got this morning from Henry Mayo. In the voting for the 1940 Heisman Trophy, John Kimbrough of Texas A&M finished second.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
Tom Harmon won it.
Oh, okay.
That's Mark Harmon's dad, the actor.
No way! Jethro!
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Very
sorry.
Cool. No, I was just going to say, I didn't realize until looking at the Heisman finalists for this year that D.D. Westbrook went to Blinn College.
Yeah, well, he's from Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And, very cool.
Went to Blinn, so
Last time we had a Blinn guy in there, he won.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine they got two guys from one school?
I know. I know.
I wonder when the last time was that happened.
Yeah. That is interesting.
Cannot be happening very often.
And makes it cool for them, I'm sure, to get to travel together and do all of that fun stuff up in New York.
Well, and again, while it's not as well known, the reason for it is great. The Werfel Award is a great, what a feather in the cap for Trevor Knight to win.
Absolutely.
Because, again, if you don't know, that has to do with doing stuff other than on the field.
Being
that kind of a person. And
he is. I think everybody has been able to see that.
Well, and that's what's that's so nice when you can have that kind of a person in your program.
What a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
Especially coming from that position.
Well, and you saw him on the sidelines, I guess, at the Mayhem.
The OU game. There.
That was kind of fun.
Cheering for his brother.
There you go. All right, on this date in 1982, Charles Brooks Jr. became the first person to die by lethal injection in Texas.
Of course.
Yeah, you kill us, we'll kill you back. That's Ron White. Okay. All right, we're back tomorrow. WCAW College Station, Brian.